Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. won't go back. I can't go back to the way these used to be, how I used to be, because God has changed me. Has God changed you? Have you decided today that I won't go back? I have decided to follow Jesus. Ain't no turning back. Have you made that decision? Have you made that choice for your life? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I won't go back. Amen. I've decided to follow Jesus, for God has changed you. Amen. Not for you to go back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing right now. Hallelujah. Let the glory of the Lord arise. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now. According to Isaiah 62, amen. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us. And let your glory be seen on each of us right now. Father God, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we go shout to the mountaintop. How good you've been to us, oh God. We just want to say thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for healing us, delivering us, oh God. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son to save us, oh God. Oh, my Lord, my God, if it had not been for you, oh God, where will we be right now? Hallelujah. Last week we were in the freezing cold. Some of us have your life no water even now, God. But it's you that have kept us. It is you that have saved us, oh God. It is you that has given your angel charge over us to keep us in all our ways. And we just want to say thank you. We come to Zion today, oh God, to receive from you blessings. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, come and shout with me, everybody. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. All you master. Have the Lord with God. Let's go before us. Come today with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. Amen. And it is he who has made us. And not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter in his gates right now with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. We say we're thankful. Amen. Be faithful to him and bless his name right now. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures for all generations. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Open up your mouth and shout them. Give God praise and glory and honor. Amen. I'm your host, Prophet Atisha, and tell me, I thank God for everyone that's here in attendance on today on this shout out. My Lord, my God, right where you are, just thank God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is he that has changed you and carried you. Amen. It is he that is well on the inside of the Spirit of the Lord is here. Amen. Because God has kept you since you are here. He is here with you. Amen. Open up your mouth and shout them. The band is coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I just was thinking about God's goodness and how he never leaves us. And no matter what's going on in our life, sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. God's love is so constant. And that's what I love most about God, is that he doesn't change on us. He doesn't leave us. He doesn't forsake us. He is just a wonderful, loving God. And I'm just so thankful that I'm his. And so that's my shout for the day, just being grateful that we are his. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're so grateful. As you said, the constant flow of love that's coming from God, it doesn't stop. It's not based on conditions. He loves us in spite of. He sent his son to die for us in the midst of our sins. We just thank you, Father God, because you're worthy. You're more than worthy, Father God, of all praise, all glory, and all honor. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We don't find it robbery to take this time out to come praise you and worship you, oh God, giving you thanks. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. Glory, hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout, Sister Connie, Lord. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. I just want to shout nothing again but thanks. It seemed like every time I had a big hurdle, God made it a small hurdle. After 11 days last night, I finally have water. So I'll be able to cook for my cousin's repast tomorrow. So just prayer of thanks and a small prayer for the Garcia family. We will be transitioning my cousin on tomorrow. We had to change the funeral because of the storm.
Amen. We thank God for his work is moving in your life. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We lift up the Garcia family. Lord, we pray that you will continue to be their strength, their peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for we know the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with you. Father God, we know that what came from the earth must go back to the earth, which was these bodies, and the spirit that belongs to you as you breathe into man must come back to you. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you that right now, Father God, as you're moving in a mighty way, touching our hearts and minds of the family members of the Garcia family, bringing peace, bringing happiness. Let it be a celebration, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And that not a time of sorrow, but a time of celebrating. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, Sister Connie. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout, Cousin Dorita. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank the Lord for this brand new day. We got sunshine, the temperature is up, and I thank the Lord
Amen.
That he let me be able to see the sunshine. It's shining on the outside, and it's S-O-N, and it's shining in my heart. And I want to thank the Lord, and I want you all to pray that this year be my year that I get out of this bed and walk in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
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 Glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. God continue to be your strength. Amen. And every prayer that you have prayed, amen, that you receive the answer to your prayers, that your prayers will be answered. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just thank God for you. Lord, we thank you for the light, health, and strength of your daughter, your servant, Aretha. We pray for the God that you will continue to be your strength, Father God. Lord, we ask, oh God, in the mighty way, because we know you to be a miracle working God, that you will make work miracles, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ and the life of your daughter, oh God, making her able, oh God, to move, to walk, to get up again, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for what you've done, what you're doing right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and what you're about to do in the life of your daughter, Dorita. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Go ahead, Cousin Brenda, get open up your mouth and shout out, give God praise, glory, and honor, amen, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah. I am so grateful and I'm so thankful. This is going to be my testimony for a while. I don't know how long I'm going to be saying the same thing, but I'm going to be saying it a while. I am so grateful. I am so thankful and I am so amazed at the love and the mercy and the grace and the protection and God's spirit that leads the way. I am just so amazed. He is just so amazing, so amazing. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. I can't thank you enough, Lord God, but I thank you. I thank you.
Yes,
I thank
Lord.
You for all your love, all your love, all your love. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. We just want to say thank you, Father God.
Yes.
Let that be your testimony all the days of your life. Let that be our testimony, Father God, all the days of your life, Father God. You're so amazing, Lord God, all that you've done, Lord God, your love, your kindness, your provisions, your providing, Lord God, your healing, your deliverance, Lord God. We just want to say thank you. Let that be our everyday testimony, Father God, for what you have already done, what you're doing and what you continue to do. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, because we trust in you and we believe, Lord God. And as long as we stay in that place of believing and trusting you with all that we are, Lord God, that you work miracles in that place. And we just want to say thank you for your miracle working power that's working on the inside of us right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Oh, God bless everyone that's on the line today, those that are visiting us for the first time. God bless you. Amen. Man, I don't open up the lines unless you press one. If you want to shout with us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, you can press one. I'll be happy to bring you all. Amen. We want to lift up our dear friend and sister evangelist on Darvina Della. We pray her strength, her peace, her joy, her protection in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray that God will open up praise and open up doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open in their life. Doors of blessing, doors of favor, doors of healing, doors of great breakthrough and promise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just thank God, hallelujah, that it's already done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I do see one today. Last one, this is your phone number. It's 8346. Welcome, glory. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Sharon.
Hiya.
Glory.
Come on now.
I just
give
want to say thank God for this day, because God
is good.
And I want y'all to pray for Mr. Sammy Gordon, because we leaving tomorrow and we going to have a good report, because I'm trusting in God and I'm under the blood of Jesus. And I know everything's going to be all right. Pray for us.
Glory.
Pray for us.
Yes, right now. What's your name, sister?
Sharon Gordon, all the way from Faraday, Louisiana.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven, Lord, we come lifting up your daughter and send me right now. We pray, Lord God, oh Lord, for favor in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We pray for unquestionable miracles, Lord God, in the life of your daughter and son, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know that it's already all right because we trust in you, oh God. You're everything that we need, oh God. So, Lord, we ask that you move in a mighty way, oh God, your son.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus Christ, they travel. Hallelujah. This day, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, come on, God. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you will bless them and they're going and coming, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, Lord, that you will go before them, preparing the way, oh God. And we declare the crap right now by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the faith. When I combine faith this day, oh God, this is why they work it out, and we declare the cross victory right now. Victory, victory, victory.
Victory.
In every situation, concerning your children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for the great testimony that's being birthed right now. The testimony that is already done. Everything is already all right. Because we trust and believe, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We declare the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name, that everything is good, good, good. Great, 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 because great is he that's in him, that he that's in the world, God. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord God, that you are for us. For the Bible tells us, and we follow your word, that if you be for us, who can be against us? We declare the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name right now, that no weapon formed against your children shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against them in judgment, you shall condemn. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, whether these families, friends, or fire, whether these doctors, lawyers, or whoever they be, in the name of Jesus Christ, that it's already all right. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for what you're doing right now, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in the life of your daughter, Sharon and Sammy. In the name of Jesus Christ, of heaven, blessed be the name of the Lord our God. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, for you're protected and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we thank you for it, Lord. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of heaven, that does all things with him, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. It's already all right.
All
God bless you, Lord. God keep you. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Let us pray, everyone, at this time. I want to pray for unquestionable miracles, you all, for your life, the life of your family, my family. Amen. Pastor Manning, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come to receive by faith on today. We come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the power in his blood. Amen. Wherever, Father God, wherever we are mentally, physically, let your power begin to touch us right now. Begin to do the miraculous, do great and mighty things of God for your children. Wherever a miracle is needed, do it for the glory of Jesus. Lord, do unquestionable miracles right now and build up our faith so that we will be able to trust you for the unquestionable miracles to happen in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Father, I thank you for your grace, your sufficient grace and mercy. I thank you, Lord God, for your love. And I thank you right now that through your mercy, oh God, through your grace, great things are going to begin to happen right now, that there will be no more delays. Great and mighty things are going to begin to happen in our lives, and we will go to a greater glory and greater aptitude in you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Do all that you can do, O Lord. Intervene right now behind it. Wherever a miracle is needed, O God, let it take place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and God, we come believing, Lord, help us with our unbelief to receive today. In the name of Jesus Christ, and God, wherever a healing is needed, let it take place. Wherever deliverance is needed, let it take place. Let it begin to happen for the glory of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, so that the whole world may see and know that Jesus is Lord, that they may see and know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Open up the way, Lord God. Begin to open up the way where it seems to be no way, oh God, where we find ourselves in the way, and that the way is closed, where it is a dead end, where it seems like the end, oh God. Begin to open up the way. Begin to make a way where it seems to be no way. Do the impossible, do miracles, signs and wonders, oh God. Father, we pray, hallelujah, do creative miracles. things, oh God. Lord, I pray, let us see visions. Let God's wonders and miracles begin to take place in our lives. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray, oh God, and we thank you, brother God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, oh you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I have a word over us right now, and I declare the crowd this miracle will take place. It is permanent, and nobody shall steal our blessings. Nobody shall steal our miracles. Nobody shall steal our destiny. Nobody shall steal, oh you, the glory of God has placed in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things, Michelle, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. We thank God. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father, for you are so worthy. Amen. Ain't he worthy, y'all? Ain't he worthy? Amen. I want to share something with you all. We're about 7 minutes here. The lesson here on the shout, it is about pouring into everyone, every listener today. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that God will open up the channels of your spirit to receive right now the message of the teaching right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against every unteachable spirit, every hindering spirit, a spirit of confusion. I come against every fighting spirit right now. I come against every spirit of fear, doubt, disbelief, worry. I come against every spirit of oppression and depression right now, every fatigue spirit, sleeping spirit, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command you to preach your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. There is a reason for everything. Believe it or not, there is a reason for everything. It's all for God. It is all for God. See, not only were you created by God, you were created for him too. The ultimate goal of the universe is to show the glory of God. It is the reason you are for everything. The reason why everything exists and exists, including you. See, God made it all for his glory. Without God's glory, there would be nothing, you all. What is the glory of God? That is the question. It is who God is. It is his nature, his character, and his power. See, where is the glory of God? That is the question. Just look around you today. Look around right where you are. Everything created by God reflects his glory in some way. See, we see it everywhere we go. From the most some way, somehow, we see it. It doesn't matter whether you want to give a blind eye to it. It is there. Take the time to look around and see. We see it everywhere, from the most microscopic form of life to the vast Milky Way you are, from our sunsets and the stars, the storms and seasons. Creation reveals our Creator's glory. You can learn a lot about God's character just by looking around. See, through nature, we learn that God is powerful, that he enjoys a variety, loves beauty, is organized, and is wise and creative. See, the Bible says that they heavens declares the glory of God. See, I want you to ask yourself this question. How can you know what God is really like? See, throughout history, God has revealed his glory to people in different settings. But God's clearest picture of what he is really like is seen in his son, Jesus Christ. See, the Bible says that in the past, God spoke through the prophets many times and in many different ways. But now, he has spoken to us, through his own son, his only begotten son. The son reflects the glory of God. It shows exactly what God is like. See, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Amen. Because of Jesus, we are no longer in the dark about what God is really alike, you are. See, the Bible said the Son is the radiance of God's glory. There are many insights about God that we would never know unless Jesus had come to earth. Amen. Jesus came so that we could fully understand God's glory. The Bible says the Word became human and lived amongst us, and we saw his glory, a glory full of grace and truth. Amen. See, as humans created by God, we are commanded to recognize God's glory, honor his glory, praise his glory, reflect his glory, and live for his glory. Why? That is a question. Because God deserves it. Amen. We owe him every honor that we can possibly give. Since God made all things up, he deserves all the glory. Amen. The Bible says you are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created everything. See, in this entire universe, everybody, only two of God's creations fail to bring glory to him. Fallen angels, which are demons, and us, which are the people. Amen. See, was nothing giving God a not giving God his due glory is called sin. See, all sin at its root is failing to give God the glory he deserves. See, it is loving anything else more than God. Refusing to bring glory to God is a powerful rebellion rebellion, and it is the sin that caused Satan trial. And our true, listen up, in different ways we have all lived for our own glory and not God's. The Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. See, none of us have given God the full glory he deserves from our lives. See, this is the worst sin and the biggest mistake we can commit. See, on the other hand, living for God's glory is the greatest achievement we can accomplish with our lives. See, God says that they are my own people, and I created them to bring me glory. So bringing glory to God ought to be the number one goal of your life. Amen. Jesus told God in heaven, I brought glory to you here on earth by doing everything you told me to do. We honor God by fulfilling his purpose on earth. We honor God the same way you are. When anything in creation fulfills its purpose, it brings God glory. Amen. See, birds will bring glory to God by flying, chirping, nesting, and doing all the bird-like activity that God intended. See, even the lonely ant brings God, glory to God when it fulfills its purpose. God made acts to be answered, and he made you to be you. My Lord, my God, will you give God glory? You bring God glory, and I'm going to say this while I wrap up here. You bring God glory by getting to know and love him. Amen. You bring God glory by getting to know and love him. The first purpose of your life is called worship. It is your number one responsibility here on earth. Some people, you all, have missed the most important thing in life. They don't know God. You may know a lot about a lot of things, but if you don't know God personally, you're missing the first reason you were created. Worship is far more than going to a church service. Worship is a lifestyle of enjoying God, loving God, and giving ourselves to be used for his purpose. We worship God by enjoying him. Amen. So understand that and know, amen, we have been commanded to do so, amen. The Bible says use your whole body as a tool to do what is right for the glory of God. Until you begin fulfilling this first purpose, you all, you won't be able to fulfill the other four, amen, which is you bring God glory by learning to love other people in God's family. You bring God glory by becoming like Christ, amen. You bring God glory by serving others, amen. You bring God glory by telling others about him. Amen. You are it's time to settle this issue. Who are you going to live for, yourself or for God? That is the question. If you hesitate, wondering whether you will have the strength to live for God, don't worry. God will give you what you need if you will just make the choice to live for him. The Bible says everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God. Amen. So right now, God is inviting you to live for his glory by fulfilling the purpose he made you for. Amen. Right now, here today, first believe you all, second receive. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I want you all to consider these questions today as we close out this out here. Did you pray for the prayer? Did you pray for someone today? What did you pray? The prayer point today, you all, who, God, make me all that you called me to be, oh God. Make me be all that you call me to be, oh God, to worship you, oh God, to glorify you, Father God, and not man. Another question, if you haven't yet opened your life to Christ, what are you waiting on? And last but not least, who could you tell about your decision to follow Christ and begin living a purpose-driven life? Write down some names and tell somebody today, amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless everyone today. Continue to bless. It's my prayer that God will continue to bless you and keep you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You all tonight at 6 p.m. We're back here for Tickle Tuesdays. Laugh out loud, time of laughter. So come on, be a part of it with us tonight at 6 p.m. here right at 845-277-9213. Tickle Me Tuesday is our first one, so I'm very excited about it. So come on out, you all, and have a good time. Come to laugh. Come and enjoy the time of laughter with us. Amen. Right now, bless you all for prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. Amen. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. Amen. It's all in Jesus' name that we come together, that we're saved. Amen. To God be the glory. God bless you. God keep you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well,
fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that.